New Year's, it is 12 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Huntley. Cross Bench Senator Nick Xenophon insists the deal he has struck on media ownership reforms will help.
Thank you. Thank you. to go home. You said you were sick of the bad new shows and all the broken rules. And all inside of it, you said it's going to hurt the whole people. But you know, I like those rules. Thank you.
Ready, Bryce?
Thank you.
Thank you. Studios, whilst I'm touring Australia for the third time, is Mark Alton together with his musical partner, Ingen Ringvold. Welcome to Outpost once again. How are you both doing?
We're doing really well. We've had a really nice tour up to this point. We've been super busy. We did 5 shows in 5 days in 3 record stores, and everyone's been, really great to us. And we're playing this music that's kind of a new form of music for us, and we just keep moving on, keep writing, and keep performing.
Mark and Ingen, you last toured here, about 6 years ago, I think, not too long after your Many Coloured Kite album was out. You came in back then as a guest on this show, and prior to that, Mark, you were also in when you toured previously with your former Jayhawks partner, Gary Lauris. It's been way too long between drinks this time. Why so long? What have you been up to?
Oh, I don't know, really. We had
a few records.
We had a record called Goodbye, Liesel, and we toured all over Europe and America, but we didn't make it here on that record. And that's so, we were talking about that earlier, how it's pretty much 2 or 3 years between each album. So what happened was it was 3 years, and then we wrote the next one in 3 years. So we're right actually on time. We just missed around there.
Your first surface as a songwriter of note way back, over 35 years ago now.
Surfaced out of the muck and mire of life.
Way back 35 years ago when the Jayhawks emerged in Minneapolis. Crossing post-punk with new country, a genre that was first called alt country, and we now know as Americana. How was it making country-tinged music way back then?
It was different, but we had a natural attraction for it. There was one of the big things, actually, was a radio show on community radio. I remember from Minnesota. I've lived in California for 20 years, but all my memories of Minnesota are pretty much bright and shiny, and it's KFAI. Community radio station, and on Saturday afternoons, they'd have a country show and a bluegrass show back-to-back, and it was called Classic Country, and that's what, I was interested in, we were interested in, and also that little element of the birds. I really think it was the birds that pretty much were the godfathers of this kind of music, because they wrote beautiful folk songs, and then they started in on this country influence. And all their records just sound really good, beautiful singing. And Gene Clark was a really great writer. And it was the birds that set me down the path. And then just looking into straight-ahead country. And then as time has gone by, I've gone in other directions too. But that was the beginning of me wanting to play in the local bar, basically, And there was country music on the jukeboxes in these little bars. And we started in Minneapolis, but also we aspired to, get to Chicago and all the other places in America.
Yeah, I'm a massive Gene Clark fan too.
Yeah, so there you go.
Mike, you wrote and sang many of the Jayhawks' better-known songs, including songs like Blue and Miss Williams' Guitar. And after 10 years and 4 albums, you split to go your own way, going on to continue making great music, especially with your original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers, and then with 4 albums now released with Mark Alton, with a brief reunion with Gary and the then Jayhawks for a couple of records in between. How much has changed you in that 30-plus years of now making music?
Well, it's hard for me to talk about what has changed in the grand scheme of things as far as the music business, because the music business to me has been almost secondary. What I've been pursuing in a way, what has changed for me is I've gotten, when I met Ingen, it was 10 years ago, I've gotten more focused by my relationship, my marriage with Ingen, because she's a very high musician. The tone of her voice, her ability to learn the Armenian canoon and be recording with it within a year. She plays piano. She did all these string arrangements on her new album. I've kind of gotten what I would consider a third wind and kind of a clearing of my mind. And I was able to, I think on the last 2 records, really go for music that was completely new, completely unique. And that's, for me, what has changed is, I think in the early years, I was confused by the sound of music in bars, and it was very loud, very loud. I mean, when I was in the band, we toured with a lot of groups, and it was just almost overwhelming for me. I was like more like a natural folk musician, and so now I've just kind of as far as all this question you've asked, it's more a matter of, like, finding yourself, because I don't think that you can really look to the music business as something that exists anymore. It's sort of an existential thing. If somebody wants to come along and have a great label and sink a lot of money into something, they do and they will. But for the most part with us, we're on Glitter House. They're more of a community label where everyone has a say, and they do it more for the art, really. And they told us when we first started with them that they wanted to work with us because we didn't really have, like, a manager that was going to be, you know, like, saying all this crazy stuff, and we were just kind of trying to do everything ourselves, so it was a really good fit for us. And that was something that really opened my eyes, that you can find your own way. And I think that's the most important thing about the music business today, is that you have to find your own way. You have to be that kind of a person. You can't be looking for somebody to come along and give you this big key. And if somebody does come along and hold a big carrot in front of you, it can mean trouble. That's for sure.
Your new record, after a three-year hiatus, is just out. Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun, available through Glitter House Records. It's the second album you've made with England. Tell us about the record. You recorded it at home in Joshua Tree, didn't you?
Yes, and we have something called a Nagra, which is what they use for making films. Pretty much it's a top film recorder. And we make records like the Beatles used to make records. We do two tracks, and the first track will be my guitar and her keyboard. And then we'll bounce it over, and then we'll sing. We'll sing our full tracks, and the album is complete full tracks. There's no editing, no Pro Tools, and so it's all complete performances. And we started that with the record previous called Goodbye Lizelle, and at first that was a little bit strange because we had both had been in studios with all these engineers for, you know, the previous 10 years, and they were all editing everything, you know, cutting and slicing. And we just said, we're going to, because I discovered this type of recorder. I wanted to work with it. I didn't want to look at a screen. I can move the studio every day so we can record in different rooms. We can record outdoors. It's a very, and I like that feeling. I don't like to always be walking into the same room with the same set of tasks. And I can get different sounds. And over the course of the two records, we took this record to someone who had worked at Western Studios, where the Monkees recorded, where the Doors recorded in Los Angeles. And I actually think where Ryan Adams has a studio now. He had worked there during the period of the Monkees and stuff, and he actually mixed this record, and he said to us, these are pristine recordings you've done here. They're just like perfectly clear, pristine recordings. And he went ahead and put a bunch of old reverb sounds on it. So we have a record that sounds very much like 1968. Now, I hope to do something like that. It actually does. It's kind of weird in a way, and I think that, and again, there's a lot of things about it that are that way. The drums are mixed very low. The drums are not mixed like with a big kick and snare, and then the electric guitars tend to play more of a support role, and the acoustic guitar is more of the lead role, and so that's different too. And you know, and we sing harmonies. We listen to old Everly Brothers records. There's one called In Our Image that we listen to a lot. And that gives the impression that they just recorded that live, too. So all our recordings are live, and I hope that gives people an idea of what the record is like.
Yeah.
And we try to do classic songwriting, too. We verse, chorus, bridge, with the string arrangements in sort of the Carole King kind of fashion. I mean, those are the things that we aspire to.
Yeah.
And then I'll be on YouTube late at night looking up Carole King demos, you know, because you can really hear. She made demos with in the studio with great bands, and it's, you know, it's too tape for the demos, so you really hear how these guys could play and what they sounded like, what the engineers could make something sound like.
It's interesting you mentioned the 1968 sound. I was listening to your album for the first time yesterday, and there was one song on it which reminded me of the Kinks.
They're saying the Seminole Valley.
Yeah, that's the
first
one.
And we made a video, and we were we were so proud of our video. You know, we made we take these pictures as we go through life, and then we kind of hodgepodge them together in a video about our songs. So our songs are, I mean, the videos that we made two videos for this record. We do them ourselves, and they're very much like almost like exact replicas of the experiences we've had around our house within 50 meters of our house. So it's like, I think it's a new way to do, it's kind of a new art form. It's like showing what you do within 50 yards of your house in a music video. So
the songs themselves in the new record is really a little bit, the track sets the scene as it's warm and gentle, and the next track, which we just heard, Time of Love, sets the old country pace before you go into the epic title track, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun, beginning with what is a hazy psychedelic flavour that resonates throughout. Overall, it's a really relaxed feel for the record. Were the songs all written specifically for this album?
Yes, yes. We toured really hard on Goodbye Lizelle, and we'd gone, I don't know, we did so many shows. We went to Spain like 3 times. We went to the UK, and the UK was the final place we had gone to. And I think it all ended up there in Scotland. And I just felt like when we finished the touring and we finished with Scotland and I got home, I just felt like, oh, I wanted to do better than that this time. I really thought we were going to do better than that this time. So we started right in on the writing with almost like this feeling of like, okay, that went okay, but this time we really are going to do better. And I went under this tree outdoors every morning, and I just started cranking out songs and different tunings. And then Ingrid comes along, and we work it up in the house, and we start singing things together. And since we're married, there's a little bit of an advantage there that we don't have to set any schedules, and we can actually work 5-6 days a week, starting, you know, in the morning, have lunch, then work in the evening, day after day. And that we amass a certain amount of communication. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Inga? And you need to say something. No, I'm totally monopolizing.
No, that's okay.
Please talk about the recording. Yeah, please talk about the recording process.
Well, it's true that Mark sat under an elm tree and wrote basically all the lyrics, and he cranked out, you know, all these chord progressions. And I'm like, I want to put a microphone in front of him so we can like capture all the ideas, because when I'm listening in, it's just like, okay, that's cool. There's so many ideas.
But he doesn't
like that. He doesn't want to do that. So he doesn't let me do that. So, you know, we choose the parts that we like the best, and then we work together at the final stage. Yes. But all of the initial ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mark alone, you know, he does all the lyrics, he does all the, you know, chord progressions.
And then we work together with the canoon, and we work together with tunings, and we work together with keyboards. So we'll take some initial idea and just start to bend it in a lot of different ways. In the chorus of Seminole Valley Key Sipper Society, we did together on the piano, just
yeah.
kind of both sitting at
yeah.
the piano.
And sometimes we have to like try different instruments to see, okay, let's try this song with a canoe, let's try this song with a piano, or the dulcimer,
mm-hmm.
or the guitar.
We
always try to find that key instrument that works the best for the song, and then we take it from there.
Yeah, and since we live in the desert, there is this little aspect of bohemian, beatnik, we live down the block from some place called the Mental Physics Institute, and there's a lot of, you know, modern yoga, but I think we're thinking more of beatnik kind of things where people would sit around, and there's actually people that sit around and have drum circles in the desert. And so one of our, you know, go-to writing methods is we both start playing the drum and we kind of chanting and singing together, so that's always fun.
We need to plug your remaining shows here before you play some songs for us live. You are playing one more Sydney show tonight, Thursday night, in the south of Sydney, in the Shire, at the Brass Monkey in Cronulla. Then you're off to New Zealand for some shows before coming back to play some New South Wales regional venues, which we'll go through later on.
Thank you.
And then you're back as one of the headliners of this year's Dashville Skyline Festival, happening at Dalford in the Hunter Valley this October long weekend. We'll come back and talk more on those shows in a sec, but before all that, you're now going to play a couple of songs for us live at the Outpost here in the 2SER studios. What's first up?
We're going to do Dear Elizabeth, and we hope you enjoy it.
Mark Olsen together with Ingen Ringvold live at the Outpost.
Mm-hmm.
righteous soul. Be now, don't look back and pull the weeds. Where are the yellow hummingbird flowers? Morning star Tuesday. In the must have rain, where the painter falls in the rake of the yard, night light shows broken words. Nothing to be at all, no one to write your soul. Please now, don't look back and pull the weeds. Where are the yellow hummingbird flowers? Fine in the morning, walking alone in the green night. Fine in the morning, walking alone.
Hello, this is Mark Olson, and you're listening to The Outpost, 2SER 107.3. And we're glad that you're listening. We're going to play another song off our album, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. And this one is called You Are All.
You're all that you are. Live in a house that's bare with me, remind you. Where do you go? Dream and look behind you. All of the sounds you keep become alive now. You're all. You're all that you are. You're all that you are. Candy sand castles made us cry. Little lollipops die. Hear my. Time for us to go. Go on another road. Another place, another time, another place, another time. Once I will pose the cry, that's all I have now. Why should they hide a lie to a dream now? Honey, that's on the grass, come to your dance. You are all that you are wrong. You are all that you are. Can these sandcastles made of pride in a lollipop sky? Can these sandcastles made of pride in a lollipop sky? Could be a time for us to go. Go on another road. Another place, another time, another place, another time. Another place, another time, another place, another time.
Open together with Ingen Ringvold, Mark the Outpost, Tribbett and Roar this afternoon here in the 2SR studios. The songs you just heard were Dear Elizabeth and You Are All. The studio versions of those songs are available on the wonderful new Mark Olson album, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. That sounded great, guys. Thank you so much for playing for us live the Outpost. Ingen, the instrument you're playing, Canoon?
Yes.
Tell us about a canoon.
Well, it's a harp from Armenia. It has 77 strings, and it's kind of set up like the white keys on the keyboard, but they have these knobs that I can take them up or down, and when I do, they create like half notes.
Okay.
So I can basically make up my own scales with these knobs. So that's what we do a lot. But another thing that's strange is that when I play, if I were to like have sheet music in front of me and it says C, when I play the C, it's actually a D, so it's tuned up one note.
And they spend so give a demonstration of the tremolo. They spend like a year teaching the school. It's mostly a girl instrument, but it's not completely.
No.
But
when I first saw it, we were in the hotel room in Los Angeles. We were doing a session, this is many years ago, and we were in this Armenian part of the town, and they had Armenian television programs. And when we were there, there was this show where they had a full female canoon orchestra. And when I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never heard anything so beautiful. I'm like, one day I want to learn that instrument. And then later on, we have these, you know, issues with our, you know, where are we going to be, where are we going to stay, and we end up getting married and all that stuff. So we were kind of in between places to be. So Mark decided that he's going to look into us going to Armenia and go to music school. And that was what we did prior to Goodbye, Lizelle. Our last record. So we went there and we had I had lessons with a teacher, the best music teacher I've ever had. And you know, they're really good at sheet music there. I'm not so great at that. I'm good at like hearing, like just like repeating after the teacher and stuff, and she's like, "You're lazy, you don't read the notes, and you're relying on your ears, and like your left hand is lazy, it's not strong enough, you know." They're very tough.
And they take a year with that tremolo technique, but Ingen they were very impressed that she was doing the tremolo that quickly, and I sit down and do it, and they just don't want me to be doing it because my tremolo is not, it's not right. So I rely on my hands, and I'm more of a chordal canoe player.
Yeah, well, for spokeswoman, Mark sort of composed some initial ideas for
our composing, I'm not playing. There's a difference.
In 9.5 years of doing this show, I've had all sorts of instruments in the studio, but I've never had a canoe.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm glad to be the first one.
Yeah, I'm the first one.
To our press assistant, Catch Mark Olsen, with Ingen Ringvold, launching the new album, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. One more Sydney show is happening tonight at the Brass Monkey in Cronulla. And a very good friend of the Outpost, the very talented Sam Shenazzi, is opening up tonight at the Brass Monkey. So do get there early to catch Sam's set. Then Mark and Ingen will be back in a couple of weeks' time to play Dashville Skyline in the Hunter Valley during the October long weekend. Before that, they're off to New Zealand for a few dates, then back for some New South Wales regional shows, playing September the 21st in Lismore, September the 22nd in Bellingen, September the 23rd in Newcastle, September the 24th in Maitland. I get tired of reading the mouth.
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure up there. Yeah. I think it's north of here, I think.
What's next for you guys? Where's your next more touring?
This is the year, and our record just came out in the 1st of September, so in years past, we haven't started right away, but we started right away. So here we are, and we go to Europe, we actually go to Holland and Ireland in October, and then we come back home to America, and I guess December and January, we're at home and touring in America, because in America, we can drive our own car, so. And then we go back to Europe February and March and April, and then I think we're going to stop for a while. We're going to tour really hard for these 6 months, and then we're going to take a break. So that's what's next, and we're starting right with the beginning of the record, which is nice, and we don't know really what the future holds, and when Ingen was talking about, we don't know what we're doing, we don't know where we're going, we don't really have a country to stay in, I was going to say, well, the best thing to do is just go out and get married then, for sure, you know, so.
At least you'll have a family.
Yeah, at least.
You have a place you feel
at least
like
you have someone to call your own and have someone to share all these wonderful not noise with, so we recommend it.
Do you get back to Norway much, where you're originally from?
Yeah, we do, we spend time there a lot.
We were there this summer, and because our records come out in Europe, and it's a new development that Red Eye Worldwide is bringing it all over the world. But for the most part, we've been kind of Euro-centric. And so that means touring every year in Europe on some level. And, of course, when we're there, we go to Norway, and we stay with her relatives and her parents. And she has three brothers and sisters and two parents, and it's wonderful there. It's really nice. And we were just there this summer, and there's so many things about Norway that are really cool. But
there's Norwegian Air now that fly direct from L.A., so it doesn't feel so far away from home or anywhere.
And it's a cheap airline. It's a budget airline, and we can get tickets at the last minute. That's completely changed our life because it's just so much easier. And there's the real cheap ones are up in Oakland, this little tiny airport, and we drive up there.
Thank you for dropping by the Outpost and to see you today, Mark Olsen and Ingen Ringvold. It's always great to have you guys in. Let's hope it's another 6 years before we see you again. The new album is just out, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. It's a great record. Let's go out now. You're going to play for us one more song, the title track.
Thank you, and we're going to play now Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun.
Won't you stay by me, your voice, something you could feel? Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Be with us now. Don't send us with dark tear games to play on the black tar. spokeswoman of the bright sun. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Be with us now. I like you. Going where you're going, doing all the things you like to do. Myrtle tree, purple stone, ministry, that's where we are. Turn to me and find your dream in mountain spring. Night bus children, time brings heaven to your song. I like going where you're going, doing all the things you like to do. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Be with us now.
Thank you.